Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Propagating truth in a world of lies. You are listening to the John Age Project.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age. And I'm your host, John Age. Happy to be back with you once again in the not-so-wee hours of the PM. Oddly enough, not coming at you in the too late of the night here on the East Coast in North Carolina. Happy to have a great guest with us. We got none other than Mr. David Clues from Unity News Network. That's unitynewsnetwork.co.uk. He'll be with us from across the pond this evening. Before we get into that, please check out anomicage.com if you've not already done so. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions, paypal.me/anomicage, patreon.com/anomicage as well. Thank you so much, David. Thanks for being with us and making the time, man. I know it's later on your side of the Atlantic than it is where I am in.
It's a pleasure, John, and it's nice to talk to you again, and perhaps we can share stories of what's going on. The levels of insanity are as bad there, I'm sure they are, as they are here as well. Things have certainly deteriorated at a rapid pace since we both spoke the last time.
Yeah, man, I was going to get you on. I mean, you guys have covered so many, I would say, good topics, but it's just dreadful insanity from my perspective, and I'm sure yours as well. I mean, everything from the trans, and I was going to pull this image up, but I'll save the audience on that one. The trans
Mr.
Bishop,
Apocalypse.
I can't recall.
Bingo, yes. Bingo Allison, who's the Church of England's first non-binary gender queer priest. Yeah. That's certainly an eye-opener, isn't it, for the gorgeous young lady, I think it's fair to say, John, or a disgusting man another thing you can say as well.
I think that was from last week, but could you get us a little bit more about that? I'm not going to pull up the picture for the audience, but what the heck is going on with the Church of England? I think we all kind of know.
Trigger warning. Well, basically all the sort of liberal Protestant churches have just lost the plot, and I think it's very much the same over in America as well. Like all the sort of Lutheran churches as well, I don't like the term progress. They're basically cultural Marxists. That's what we're fighting against, is cultural Marxism. And this individual Bingo is a biological man who has a wife and children, but has now come out as non-binary gender queer, and it was on a show and talking about how God loves variety. But you know, I it was funny because when I was at church on Sunday, they were talking about the creation story, and I don't remember God making man, woman, and non-binary. It was quite clear that He made man and woman. I mean, all this is fundamentally to try and rip apart and shred and destroy the vestiges of Western society. And most people, even if you're not overly in politics, look at this and it's just repulsive. And this overall sort of trans agenda now, which is very much targeting children, is I think it's satanic, John. I really, really do. You're spitting in God's face, because you know every individual is made uniquely in the image of God, and it is spitting in His face.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so dreadful that they're getting away with this, seemingly. I don't see a heck of a lot of backlash. No. What's it looking like on your side of the coast over there?
I always say as well, the Catholic Church are nowhere either. You know, at least, I mean, I'm not a Catholic, but at least once upon a time, the Catholic Church would have spoken out against it. You know, they spoke out against homosexual marriage, homosexual child adoption. They've got nothing to say. The main churches have got nothing because... So many people now, John, just take the coin. So if you're a minister or you're a priest and you've got a free house, you've got a free car, they just want an easy life. They're not going to rock the boat. And that's when this sort of real, as I said, Satanism is allowed to flourish.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I haven't really gotten into in a while, but I wonder, I haven't spoken or taken a big poll, but I wonder if some of these priests and ministers are just kind of taking this as a cushy job and not wanting to rock the boat at this point in the game. I wonder if there's, I fear that there's sort of a lack of biblical integrity even there. It's just sort of like, oh, this is our gig. You know, it's kind of like you're a bus driver or something at this point.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it, you know, you'll just go on the route that your masters tell you to take. And it is a very, very dark route. And, you know, none of this is based in the Bible. None of this is based in any sense of morality. But as I said, it is to fundamentally tear apart the existing structures that we have in order to rebuild them under communism, because that's what they are. That's what these people are pushing. And they hate Christianity. They hate family. They hate what they call heteronormative behavior. They hate it. And the Western world is under attack by, you know, well, the powers that be will tell you it's under attack by Vladimir Putin. And I wouldn't agree with that. The West is under attack by people within the West actively going out of their way to undermine it and everything that we've built. And it's heartbreaking to see it. And it's especially heartbreaking with children and this whole trans stuff, you know, it's being forced on impressionable young children. And it's just unforgivable.
And that's what we're seeing here in the States as well. I mean, even in, I covered this months ago, even in really conservative states like Texas, were having the drag dads. Queen story hour at libraries and these various just gay clubs having children come to drag hour. And I'm saying, man, if you're seeing this in Texas, good night. What are we going to see in New York and California and Washington State? I mean, it's just insane.
You're right about that. You know, they talk about how conservative a state Texas is, and that's where most of them were happening. And I think they happen there for a reason. Because it is to show, well, look, we can do this wherever we want. We'll show you who's in charge. And, you know, I I'm not a saint. I'm a sinner. I'm as big a sinner as anybody else. But once upon a time, this degenerate behavior, people knew that you didn't do it in public, right? They knew that. There was, you know, the old phrase, the other side of the tracks. If somebody wanted to go and perhaps behave in that way, you know, they did it behind closed doors. They did it where no one would see, and they didn't do it in front of children. And there was almost a nobility to that because people knew that it wasn't normal. Whereas now it's shoved in your face and it's shoved down your throat. And, you know, these sickening specters of doing that in front of children, it's absolutely vile. And anybody with a moral compass calls it out, but so many people don't, John, and you'll know that. So many people just choose to stay quiet because it's not comfortable. Oh well, I won't mention the hypocrisy of the Pharisees because it might make life harder for me. Like, you know, like the people like this, it's not what the Bible, that's not what happened.
And I think there's a lot of just false narrative from the Bible, even where there's a lot of the promulgation of course. It's just don't judge anybody. And Jesus would hang out with tax collectors and sinners. And I'm like, yeah, but you're misconstruing the word there. You're giving me like a half truth from the word.
When the woman was being stoned, he rescued her from the crowd. But his words were, go now and sin no more. You know, it wasn't, on you go and just go back to your old life. You know, it is a very liberal Protestant interpretation of the Bible, but I think it is, as I said, it's rooted in real extreme left-wing cultural Marxism to attack to attack it and bring it down. And that's why, you know, I think moving forward, people that, that share our views, we have to stand firm and not give any ground on it whatsoever.
Going back to what you said earlier, I think this is a very satanic, evil agenda. I think a lot of people are kind of hesitant to put that moniker on it, but there's nothing more than you can say. I think it's a way to demolish the family kind of first and foremost. And if you can dismember the family, so to speak, then you've got the kids by themselves and the two male and female. I know that's a controversial term nowadays. They're separated. So then you can more easily prey on the men, women, and children. I mean, everybody's fair game once the family's broken up. So
it's so true. And you know what they don't tell you? They don't tell you the truth. They don't tell you that 44% of people with gender dysphoria commit suicide. They don't tell you about the suicides. They don't tell you about the long-term health implications. And so many young people then get taken in by it. And then, you know, there's no coming back from that. And also, I think it is part of a wider depopulation agenda. I mean, I know, again, that's a very, very controversial subject, but if you remove your sexual organs, you can't reproduce. And if you actively engage in only same-sex relationships, you can't reproduce. And being no doubt that people behind the scenes and people in the open, they see human beings as the problem. And they're actively conspiring to reduce the number of people on the planet, and especially in the Western world.
Sad but scary. I think it's this sort of a big eugenics mop-up plan. If they can get enough people not reproducing or same sex, you know, and that's not even getting into the obvious boogeyman in the room with the COVID-19, or I just kind of refer to it as PSYOP-19.
Well, that's right. Well, we were unfortunately, we had 50,000 subs on YouTube, and we were unceremoniously booted off YouTube, which was a big loss to us. But we managed to survive it at UNN and grow strong, because, you know, I remember back in March 2020, you'll see behind me, this was one of our big campaigns. We spoke out against vax passports. You know, I didn't really know what was going on at the time, but what I did say to everybody was, look, there's something not right about this. It's just this isn't right. This isn't what they're telling us. And now here we are nearly 3 years later. And, you know, I think most of us who have voiced skepticism, we've spoken out against a certain thing that I know we won't mention because we're on YouTube.
I'm not on YouTube at the moment. They've given me a second strike for about the sixth time, so I can't stream for another 2 weeks or something. Okay. But yeah, I'm on Brighteon, Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey. Fine.
Well, that's
as
good.
Many
that's
as I
good.
Can stay on anyway. So,
but they know, again, that's part of the game, because these are the big boys, but they know that they can shut us up. But you know, it's the truth's now coming out. Even if you believe the narrative about COVID, it had a 99.7% recovery rate. The average age of mortality was around about 81.7, so 82. They then decided to bring in experimental jabs across the entire population. Even based on the narrative, there was no need for anybody, perhaps under the age of 75, to take. And, you know, many people have lost their lives. Many people are severely injured as a result of taking these jabs. We've interviewed many of these people, and it's horrific. Yet the media and the establishment continue to double down, and they continue to push more and more pharmaceutical products on people. They don't want you healthy. You know, they don't want you having an active immune system. They want you to be a product for them that requires their intervention.
Going back to that breakup of the family, if they can keep everybody sick and living paycheck to paycheck or on the dole, then they're good. They can control you more aptly.
I remember, like, the 90s, there was a real sense of hope that things were, you know, we were approaching the millennium, the Berlin Wall had fallen, communism had been defeated, that we were really going to go on the way up. Whereas in the last 3 to 5 years, I see a really bleak future. You know, because people don't want you to drive anymore. They don't want you to be independent. They don't want you to think. You know, they want you as a piece of cattle. And you know that they've come out, they've admitted that now. They've admitted their agenda. They hate the family. They hate just normal, hardworking, independent, free thinking people. And it's a war. And it's a war on us all around the world. And it's a war that we have to win, because losing isn't an option.
That's absolute fact. One of these articles that you wrote, it looks like on the 10th, is the fake NAS adverts going on over there.
The fake NHS adverts. Yeah. It's funny because we don't actually update the website as much as we should, but it's just because people don't read articles. People like videos more. But
yeah, that was an
incredible story about this woman. What was her name? Carol. Can't remember her name. You might need to remind me. But anyway.
Yeah.
The NHS put out this press release that went everywhere. They put out this video of this woman saying, look, I really regret not taking my flu jab and I'm really sick. You need to help me. It turns out she's an ex-nurse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And most likely either working for the NHS or doing it as an actress, because what they could have said was, well, I'm an ex-nurse. I never took my flu jab. I encourage you to do so. But they never said that. They just pretended she was an average member of the public. And then it showed you're lying in her bed. And then they did a video of her sitting outside their bed. And you could tell this woman wasn't... If you were that ill, you wouldn't be able to sit there and get a video. And they just lied. It's a total act. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is Carol, by the way. And it looks like you caught another crisis actor of sorts. Just pretending to be a victim when she's just on the payroll of these scumbags.
Correct, 100%. And as I say, like people said, but maybe people use actresses. Yeah, they do, but they should clearly state this is an actress this isn't a real, but they make you think this is a real person. And again, you know, crisis actors, and there's another thing altogether. It's we're in a post-truth age. How do we know who's real? How do I even know you're real? How do I even know you're not an AI bot over there in North Carolina?
That's the truth.
It is.
I used to see these bumper stickers when I was a kid that said question authority. And I always kind of jokingly say, I don't see those anymore. I don't think anybody's questioning anything. So at least here in the States, they'll have a little in very fine print during a lot of these drug commercials. It'll say person in this advert is an actor. Basically, whoever's got the lab coat and the stethoscope, you know, he's a Screen Actors Guild somewhere. This guy's not a legitimate doctor. I mean, I think it's just all optics. It's all just to get the general public into thinking, well, there's that trusted lab coat and stethoscope. This guy's got to be good for us.
These are really evil people. And I once interviewed someone that left Australia and went to Mexico. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, who's more dangerous, the Mexican drug cartels or Big Pharma? He says, well, the answer to that is easy. He said, Big Pharma. And I said, well, why is that? He says, because the Mexican drug cartel don't make me take their product. People choose to take their product, whereas Big Pharma makes you take their product, and they will, you know, shame you into it. They will use the entire might of the mainstream media. And But again, it's not just Big Pharma. That's part of the whole wider thing is about control. And you know, you look at like obesity rates in America and even in the UK, and it's terrible. You know, I mean, I can be prone to put on a few pounds, but like when you actually see just how much sugar is in food and just how big people become, it's a soulless existence. And again, they know what they're doing. They know to put extra sugar in the product. Same with it. I find that amazing about America is the way, like, there was the opioid crisis, which was massive, you know, and people saw how bad Big Pharma was. But then when it came to COVID, don't worry, we can trust them again.
Sorry, of course. The mind of a goldfish. They can't remember that they just got messed over by these clowns a couple years ago.
And I find it very interesting as well in the USA, the way in which, like, grassroots Republicans have really, they are so appalled by their party. You know, I think Trump, you know, COVID was designed to try and get rid of Trump, and it worked pretty successfully. I think the way it was done, and then like Fauci, and, you know, Trump really just lost the plot over COVID, and his arrogance, he still doubles down, you know, Operation Warp Speed. But I mean, and it, but your average sort of Republican voter, they're so disgusted by it all. And, you know, I remember that the hope that came with Trump in 2016, you know, people did think that the swamp was going to be drained. And I hate to say it, the swamp looks thicker than ever.
That's what concerns me. I mean, there was a lot of pomp and circumstance. I remember during the debates with Trump and Hillary, even that the famous quote, well, you'd be in jail. And I joked for like 4+ years now. Well, nobody's in jail.
That's true.
Like, none of these globalists scumbags, to put it nicely, are even close to a jail. They're not even driving by a jail. They're not going to jail.
And it was good to see a pushback against Kevin McCarthy, though, as speaker. That was encouraging. That really was, that even though in the end it turned out to be a disaster. But basically, like in Britain, in America, you've got a uniparty. We've got Labour and the Tory. Yeah. It's the same thing. In America, you've got the Republicans and the Democrats. It's the same thing on all the key issues. They don't vary. And it's the same with the conflict in Ukraine, which is terrible. You know, thousands of people are dying every day and week. Nobody's talking about peace. They just keep sending money. They keep sending weapons. And it's just horrible and vile. And nobody's trying to bring about a peaceful solution to this. And it, like, you can't, I think we can't underestimate the levels of evil that we're dealing with. You know, they are evil. And again, though, like, America was never designed to be an empire. And it was Iraq was a disaster. Afghanistan was a disaster. And you know what's going to happen? Ukraine's going to end a disaster as well. And your average Ukrainian's going to be looking and thinking, well, what was that all for? You know, so Raytheon and Lockheed Martin could make profits. And, you know, I understand people, you know, I understand all sides on it. I can understand why Russia went in. I can understand why the Ukrainians want to defend their country. I get all that. But the media, again, are trying to say it's this black and white conflict. It's not. Mm. And no, and everything should be done to try and bring peace about. And yes. Where are all the hippies now? All the hippies are now warmongers. That's amazing part of this.
So unbelievable, but you're so spot on that all the hippies have now turned into these. I got my Ukraine flag up and my Ukraine sticker. I mean, it's so silly here in the States, where it's almost like it's worse than when we were actually at war in Afghanistan, because at that point in the game, there was very little support the troops. And now it's like support somebody else's troops or support the U.S. proxy war.
They
may as well just come out and say, hey, it's American troops. It's American.
And the reality
is American bombs. It's all us. We just sort of put this Ukrainian flag on the thing.
But I think what you're witnessing in America is the death of an empire. You know, I think it is, because but just the same as Britain, you know, we had an empire and we lost it. But I think America's empire is crumbling as well, because you're debasing your currency on an epic scale. You know, you printed all this money, not you, but American regime printed all this money to fund COVID. They keep printing money. They can't balance a budget. There's going to come a point where, and I think this is the thing, most people around the world are, and I don't mean all Americans, I mean, but people are just sick of the Americans. Like, the Saudis have had enough. The Chinese have had enough. The Russians have had enough. And they're just saying, look, you're so hypocritical. Can, like, just leave us alone. And I don't know how long it will last, but I give it maybe 5 years, and then it'll just implode, I think.
Yeah, there's that old Clash song, I'm So Bored With the USA. I quoted that a couple of shows back, and I think that's so relevant, because I think the globe is kind of like, oh my gosh, won't you people just sit down and shut up?
Yep.
And it's not the people, it's the stupid government that just sends our troops everywhere, and then they get on the media and do this ridiculous charade, and everybody but us seems to be like, man, these people are crazy.
That's the only good thing that is there. That, but I mean, what do you think? There's a chance America might break apart, John? Like, there might be secession, that states might just start going their own way because they're just so diametrically opposed, like California and is so liberal compared to like maybe middle America.
I honestly, maybe it's wishful thinking. I hope that happens because I think that they're, and that's the weird thing with California, because I've talked to so many people in Northern California that are super conservative as you can get, and they want the whole northern part just to separate, you know. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think that there is a strong contingent that would favor that. I mean, the sad thing is, it always kind of all this sort of pimps and hoes analogy, that there's so much money being pimped out to the hoes of the states, and specifically that have a lot of universities. I mean, North Carolina, for example, I would say a conservative state except for the middle, which has got this big research triangle of universities, and that just promulgates liberalism. But it's fortified by that federal money. So I think
what happens when that money becomes worthless? And that's what I think will happen, because what I think will happen is that countries like Saudi Arabia, they're going to say, look, we're not using the dollar anymore. We don't want to use it. So there's trillions of dollars out there. They'll all come back to America, and everything will just be worthless. You might end up in an inflationary spiral. And look, that's what we need. We need this system to collapse and for us to rebuild. Because as you point out, all the universities, that's the problem with socialism, especially in the UK, is so many people suck from the teat of the state. And mm-hmm. they will do what, if the state tells them to fly a rainbow flag, they'll fly a rainbow flag. If it tells them to fly a Ukraine flag while wearing a mask, they'll do it, you know. And that's just what, it's the same problems everywhere. But there's a good phrase, you can ignore reality for only so long, but you cannot ignore the consequences of reality. And the crows will come home to roost. How it all plays out, you know, we might win, which I hope, or we might lose, and we might end up with, like, everybody's on a central bank digital currency and we're all got a microchip in our hand, you know, to visit a shop.
That's what's so scary. Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I think we're all sort of waiting for, that other shoe to drop, or hopefully not that guillotine to drop on all of us. I think that's kind of the quandary we're facing.
Or I think, like, we just say, look, I can't live like this anymore. And as you talk about secession, states just say, look, we can't. You've just reached a point where, like, you hate each other. You've got nothing in common. It's a bit like a marriage, I suppose. You know,
that's
you start
the truth,
off.
That's right.
You start off, you're in love. It's great. And then you start, do you stay together and end up murdering each other? Like, because again, that's the other option, is a civil war erupts.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, And I don't think we're as bad as that in the UK. I think the UK is heading in a very dangerous direction.
I hate to cut things short today, but we have to definitely try to do a part two of this, hopefully. Could you definitely give everybody your site and where they can find Unity News Network and anything else you want to get into?
We're pretty big on Telegram now and Twitter. Just look up at Unity News Net. You'll find us on Twitter. We broadcast 7 nights a week on dlive.tv/Unity News. And we're on our website as well. If you visit the website, we've got all our social media links are on the website. We upload to BitChute. So, yeah, I think we've scratched the surface tonight, John. Let's do a part two, and I'll certainly share this with my audience once you've got it uploaded to your sites.
Totally. Well, thank you so much, David. I'll leave things there, and I'll send you the links, and we'll keep in contact. Well, folks, if you missed any of that, fear not. You can always go to anomicage.com. You can get the full video, the full audio, as well as the previous show that Dave and I did a couple years back. So, in closing, as I always say, you can't do everything, but you can do something. So please try to get out there and do your part. Until next time, I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Cage.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to anomicage.com. That's anomicage.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age. We'll be right back.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.